Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Kevin Russell is the superintendent of District 58 schools in Downers Grove. We talked to him a few weeks ago when all of this went in and we were all going to start teaching our kids at home. Kevin, welcome back to the show. You're on WGN.
Hi, John. Nice to speak with you again.
A common refrain these days is, oh, now I see what's so hard about teaching.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think one of the sayings that I heard a few weeks back that is really true, I think our parents have a lot more respect for teachers and vice versa. I think our teachers have a lot more respect for our parents. We're all in this together, and we're experiencing this on new levels.
So what's going on then at your school? Schools are closed. The kids aren't coming back this year, right?
Yeah, I think that it's still setting in, all cards on the table. Friday's announcement by the governor was expected, but it's one of those things that really never sinks in until it becomes official. Never in my career did I ever think that we'd have school closed for the remainder of a year, a couple of months here. And so what's now taking place in districts across Illinois, and Downers Grove is no exception, is to not only continue remote learning, but how do we find ways to honor all the traditions that we have at the elementary schools for the end of the year, and then the promotions that we typically would have at the end of the year for the middle school. So we're really trying to work out all those plans and still give our staff and parents that sense of tradition that is so important to close out a school year.
How will a fifth grader's curriculum next year be different than it was last year, given that he or she missed a quarter of her fourth grade?
Yeah, so one of the things that the State Board of Education has really asked all school districts to emphasize as we close out this year through remote learning is to put a heavy focus in on the standards for each grade level. Having said that, though, kids have different access. Some parents might not be able to help their children out as much as other parents are able to. So we're certainly anticipating gaps in knowledge. So one of the first things that we're looking at is, can we provide opportunities over the summer, whether that's remote or in person, for some catch-up work through summer school? And then what is it going to look like when we come back in the fall? So we're shifting to transition planning, talking about what assessments we can give our students to see if there are gaps, and then what types of interventions can we put in place. Interventions come in different ways, through instructional practices in the general classroom, and then actually looking at hiring more staff to help assist students who may be behind and need to catch up.
Wonder how specific that'll get. I suppose you have to. You know, I'm thinking about math, for instance. So much of Algebra 2 is built on Algebra 1 and geometry. So if we didn't learn about the isosceles triangle, then we can't do analytical geometry or Algebra 2. So are they going to break it down specifically by subjects and say, okay, we've got to learn these things over the summer, or we're going to make sure we teach these things in the fall? I mean, will they break it down like that?
Yeah, I think we are certainly going to have to break it down. And the tricky part of that is it's going to become a student-by-student thing as well. But some of the things will be general. We're very fortunate. We use a test called the NWEA MAP assessment, which many districts in Illinois also administer. And that breaks it down by skills. And so we can see student-by-student or across entire grade levels which skills students are missing. Also, we've got really great teachers in District 58, and most districts do throughout Illinois, and they know what are the key areas that every sixth grader needs to know or every fourth grader needs to know, and so they'll make sure that they hit on all of those key concepts, again, for review and really helping our students practice those key concepts before we move on to new ones. But there certainly is going to have to be backtracking and making sure that we fill in all the holes. But our teachers are really good at it. They'll do a great job. One of the things, too, that we're also paying particular close attention to is not just the academic skills, but schools are places where kids go to connect with one another. They go to feel good about themselves. And there's going to be a lot of social-emotional work as well that we've got to make sure that we really hit hard, you know, during remote learning over the summer and then into the fall as well.
So I wonder how much learning is going on now.
Yeah, we're surveying all of our parents. We've had unbelievable responses from our parents. One of the things that we're asking all of our teachers to do is to make sure that they're checking in, and building principals are helping with that. We're very fortunate in Downers Grove. We've got a very involved community, and the feedback and the data that we're getting is well over 90% of our students are actively participating in this, and then even the ones that can't do it day-to-day are still checking in. And so our goal is to have 100% of our kids checking in with their teachers and making connections and continue to learn. That being said, it can be a struggle for some families, and so we're trying to support all of them.
You said 90%, 90?
Yes.
Well, that's better than Monday through Friday in school attendance for school
districts. And I think that's a really good perspective to keep. And so as we look at, you know, how many students would be absent on a given day, that's about our percentage that we encounter on a daily basis. I can't say enough good things about our parents, many of whom are working from home and trying to navigate this. Without parental support, remote learning, you're going to struggle with it. And so, again, we're very fortunate to have such involved teachers, and our parents are super involved as well.
Well, I follow some working parents of school-age kids online and on Twitter, and some of them are really frustrated. And they'll tell you that the quality of learning that their kids are getting at home is not great. And I've also heard from some parents who just say, I thought the kid would be busy all day, but even if they do everything they're supposed to do, they're done in a couple of hours. Would you comment on any of that?
Yeah, I think the first thing that we all have to recognize is that this is not ideal. And if any of us could wave a magic wand, we'd have the kids back in school right now, because that's how our school systems are set up. We're not set up for online learning, and really online learning isn't appropriate, especially for an elementary district, when you have kids 5, 6, 7 years old. They need that constant interaction with their teacher. It is very, very challenging, though, just to put kids on a Zoom call for 6 hours. Kids can't pay attention that long. They need to break up their activities. I have a kindergartner right now, and so I help her, and I participate in her Zoom calls. I would encourage anyone to watch a Zoom call with 26 kindergartners on the phone at once. It becomes a very challenging thing to keep them all engaged for hours and hours. And so short snippets is really the best way to go. And what I always remind parents, too, is even when our children are on site, we're not just lecturing to them for 6 straight hours all day long. Yeah. And so it is a little bit of a mix. The other thing, too, is, you know, in terms of the feedback that we get, it's kind of all over the board. And, you know, is it too much work? Is it not enough work? And so much of it really depends on an individual family and what their expectations are, and then what they're able to handle and process in a given day.
So what's the prognosis for the fall? I presume you expect you're going to open up in August, huh?
Yeah, you know, I wish, and I think that is some of the frustration that our parents are all feeling, is that we just don't have that certainty. I would love to be able to say, this is what summer school is going to look like, and here's where we're going to open up in the fall. I think most superintendents are expecting that we will open in the fall, with some restrictions. Some of those restrictions that we put in place prior to going into full shutdown. So limiting groups, there might be some ramifications for sports and crowds and those types of things. So I certainly think we'll be able to open in the fall, but I do expect that there'll be some guidance from the CDC and the Illinois Department of Public Health limiting interaction. So you might not see those curriculum nights that you would at the beginning of the school year. Again, though, it's just too tough to tell at this particular point exactly what it's going to look like. And again, that leads to some of the frustration, because we can't clearly define everything for our families right now.
I suppose states like Illinois, or maybe school districts like yours, are going to maybe eventually create committees to study what's the best way for us all to learn online, right? I mean, lo and behold, we weren't prepared for this. Why would we be? But now, who knows what the next trigger is going to be for the need for kids to be home for several weeks and education not to be compromised. Do you expect something like that?
I certainly expect that. I can tell you the growth that not only my district, but districts across the state, what we've been able to learn and to accomplish in such a short amount of time has really proven to us that we can look at things much differently. I'm very interested long term in when a kid is absent. It used to be, well, just wait till tomorrow to get your work. I think we have some opportunities now that we can provide remote learning for students even when normal school resumes. So we're very excited about a lot of the possibilities and what that can look like moving forward. That being said, nothing can replicate perfectly what it's like to be in a classroom with a teacher at the elementary level.
When I was in grade school, I had some of my very first crushes. And the not just the girls that I'd look at, but then my buddies that I'd want to hang with a little bit. And I would be so missing the social interaction, the chance to see the girl in the hall or sit with your guys at lunch. That's you miss that for a few months. You really miss that, don't you, Kevin?
Yeah, and I can really back you up on that, because one of the things we're hearing from our parents, and I can say this as a parent myself, when our kids get on these Zoom calls or Google Meets calls with their classmates and their teachers, that is the most positive feedback that we're getting. I think it's great for our teachers. I think it's great for our students, where they can see and hear each other's voices. It really does make a difference. Like I said, the social-emotional impact here is one of the things that's very tough to measure, but we know that kids are missing out on a lot of these opportunities that we've always just taken for granted with school. But we need to continue to make sure that we give our kids those opportunities to see one another online. Although it's not the same, it still helps.
Nice to talk to you, Kevin. If we can help you down the road some way, word to get out, or if you just want some wisdom from me, I'll be happy to pass it along.
No, really appreciate that, John. Thanks for having me on again.
Stay well, Kevin.
All right, have a good one.
You betcha. Kevin Russell is the superintendent of District 58, Downers Grove Elementary Schools.